Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Come get some.
Beware, I live.
IGN Gamescoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN Gamescoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Join me this week, Justin Davis,
Scoop.
Jared Petty,
Scoop.
Sam Claiborne.
Three scoops.
We've got a great show for you this week. We got to talk about Nintendo. There's Nintendo news this week. We're going to talk about HD remasters. But first, there's a new Gamescoop location in town.
Oh my.
And it's on YouTube.
Well, tell me all about it, Damon.
I'm going to tell you all about it. What we're going to do is here, we're going to record the little welcome video that you see on a YouTube channel.
Is that what we're doing right now?
We're going to record it right
Whoa.
Now. Yeah.
This is so meta. It's happening within the show.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to consume Gamescoop. You can listen to the podcast. You can watch it on IGN. You can watch it on YouTube. You can also watch it on your apps at home, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. But right now, we need to record a welcome video for the new YouTube channel. And if you are a listener, if you watch on IGN. If you want to check it out on YouTube, it's just youtube.com/gamescoop. And it's a very easy way to keep up with the show, keep up with the main show, all of our Let's Plays, all of our 20 questions. Anyway, let's do our welcome video right now.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Cross your legs.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the new home of Gamescoop here on YouTube. It's youtube.com/gamescoop, and it is the absolute easiest way to keep up with the show. I guarantee it. You know, the IGN main channel is like a fire hose, just spraying everything in the world at you.
Yep.
The Gamescoop channel is like a slow drip of that sweet Gamescoop nectar.
Ooh.
That you can just easy, just let it drip right into your mouth.
That's the good
stuff. Distilled.
Yeah,
Ooh.
So you'll find the full episodes each week. Justin, tell them what else they'll find right here.
One thing that I'm really excited about is 20 Questions is going to have its own playlist. Mm-hmm. It's going to be broken out of the show, and if you just kind of want to catch up on that, there'll be a spot there on YouTube.com.
Jared, surely there can't be more.
Oh, there is indeed more. In fact, there's Gamescoop Plays. So finally, we have a home for our 40-hour Alter Beast long play. That's what's going to happen right there. Yep.
Not a real thing.
Yeah, also every TurboGrafx game ever, right?
So every TurboGrafx-16 game. Yeah.
We may actually do that.
We have big plans. So if you found yourself here at the Gamescoop page, welcome. Make sure you subscribe. If you're watching this on the main IGN channel, this is your final warning to bounce over to the new Gamescoop channel. Click this annotation here. Subscribe. Never miss another piece of Gamescoop anything ever. Okay. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, thanks for putting up with that.
Well, that's like what it's like to sit next to you in the office.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
yes.
The funny thing about people listening to this podcast, if they've only heard the audio version, have never checked out the show, is they don't know that we do it in our underwear.
I know.
No, they have no idea.
It's almost a crime.
And they'll never know who crosses their legs and who doesn't.
Yep. I cross my feet.
You can tell by our voice. You'll need to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Okay.
Justin, you always cross your legs, right?
Yeah, I do.
Let's get on to the show. Lots of Nintendo news this week. A mixed bag of Nintendo news. Mm-hmm. Let's start with that new Zelda game, the next Zelda game.
Still untitled.
Still untitled, Legend of Zelda game coming to...
We got one new piece of art.
Yeah, a new
it's
piece of art.
It's a dope piece of art, too. He's got an iPhone.
He's got like a hook on his
He's wearing a Blunic.
Blunic.
The blue tunic, which actually makes it so he can breathe underwater.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to have that. Or maybe he's got the blue ring on that's doing that.
Yeah, what does that do?
Well, it turns you blue in Zelda 1.
It's got to do more than that.
Yeah. Well, it also causes you to take half damage
it's just
from all
a cosmetic
attacks.
Change.
No, half damage from all attacks as well.
A lot of people were expecting to be playing the next Zelda game this holiday season.
Yeah.
It is officially delayed to 2017.
We don't have to be disappointed, though, because we, all four of us, will get to play it in just a month at E3.
It's going
to
be at E3.
And I'm sorry, it's not like that for everybody else, but I'm sure it'll be at PAX and stuff like that eventually because they want people to play this game, and their entire booth at E3 is going to be Zelda-themed.
Yeah,
which for me is very exciting.
Playable E3 alongside other big upcoming Nintendo games such as...
Okay, well, there's two iOS games that were announced that are awesome from Nintendo.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here. Zelda Wii U is also coming to NX.
Yeah.
Delayed to next year along with the NX. Not really a delay,
but it's
confirmed.
They're pulling a Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
Still no official title for the game. It will be Nintendo's only playable game on the E3 show floor this year.
That's such a big deal. That's such a statement to make. I mean, E3 booths are so expensive and elaborate to produce, and it's just such a big deal that normally it's like, here's everything going on with our company, and that's what makes it worthwhile. And so for Nintendo to make a statement that, and granted, they did this partially just because they don't have a lot of other games coming out, but still, they're making a statement that they really, truly, in their heart of hearts, believe in this Zelda, which gets me super jazzed for it.
Yeah,
more than, I mean, I was already jazzed, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, this is part spin, part brilliance, I think. I mean, the spin is, oh, well, this is what we got to show.
Spillions,
yeah. So this is what we got to show, so hey! But the other end of it is, by going all into it, they're hopefully going to make the story Zelda. If I walked into that booth, and there's Hyrule Forest in front of me, I go inside, and there's a little scarecrow, and I'm in a dungeon, and then I get to play Zelda.
You're probably not going to go down.
Are you saying
stairs?
That's the booth is going to be a little forest and then a dungeon?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Absolutely. Yeah. If I can walk through there, it's going to be something
I hope
they're,
so.
They're going to Disneyland us here.
That's what E3 booths do for people who haven't been to E3. They make big Disneyland-like experiences. Like you walk through the underground fortress on Hoth.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going through the passage, and all of a sudden Admiral Akbar comes on the screen, just screams at you, and then you walk up to a computer and play Battlefront.
Yeah,
you
know? That's how it works.
It's great.
But Nintendo's booth at E3 is enormous.
Yeah.
Like, they have so much real estate.
They've dedicated it mostly to things like Smash Brothers before.
Yeah,
whereas, like, a Smash Brothers contest, everything's Smash Brothers. But there would always be a few other games.
And they will have, to be fair, they said this is their only playable game. So I'm positive that they're going to have a section with, like, you know, some demos looping of other games and stuff, and then another big section.
Their wording is on the show floor. So it could be they could have something behind closed doors that's also playable.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see that. Now, and just for E3 too, like they could show off Pokemon Go at E3 and have that as their playable game, but they're not even doing that, which is crazy because that game is going to be out at some point, hopefully soon, and that game looks amazing. It's like an open world game where you're, it's an actual world game where you just point your phone at things and it augments the reality of it, adds Pokemon into it. Like why not dedicate half your booth to that? I'm a little confused by that because that seems like another huge upcoming Nintendo game.
Before we got this new piece of art today, I'd kind of forgotten how much I had this deep yearning for Zelda to be great again.
Yeah.
I mean, Skyward Sword was kind of, it's just like I was over the motion controls by the time that came out. Yeah. And I mean, Twilight Princess is incredible dungeons, but as an overall game package is kind of like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, Zelda just used to be this, like, that was the game. That was the thing that would come out every 4 years, and it was this incredible experience, and it kind of got away from that. So I really hope in my heart of hearts that Nintendo's bringing that magic back.
But now that it's not coming out this fall, what does Nintendo have coming out this fall?
I mean,
what's Nintendo like? It's all name really?
They've
they're really just
going to
be like, we don't have a big holiday game.
No, I
they think have that Persona Fire Emblem crossover.
And again, they're doing what Nintendo does when they're getting ready to say Buen Voyage to a console. They just stop making things for it. You think about when they looked at the Virtual Boy and said, "Well, this turd is never going to fly." They just stopped supporting it immediately.
Nestor's Funky Bowling then stopped supporting it.
Yeah, there's not a lot for it.
So are you predicting a Waterworld game this year?
I
can keep on making Virtual Boy jokes as long as Jared keeps getting them.
If Nintendo
then
makes,
I'm fine with that.
If Nintendo made a first party Waterworld game, I would buy 10 NXs to play it. Like that. Please make that.
There's an actual Waterworld game for Virtual
Boy.
We should play it for the Game Scoops Plays channel.
We absolutely should.
I don't know how we do that, but we could tell people what it looks like.
It'd be VR.
I would love to watch that video.
This reminds me of a new segment I want to pilot on Game Scoop, where I need a title for it, but in the segment, I ask you if there's ever been a pinball machine made of this.
Yes.
So it'd be like Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There has been a Batman.
There's been two.
Yeah.
Two Batman.
Yeah, there's a three. There's a Batman from the era of the good movies, like the original good movies in the 80s, right? And then there's one for Batman Returns, which is actually really interesting because it has these big green habit trails and it's like this deep, like the playfield has all this crap in it. It's really neat from the Sega era of games. And then there's the Dark Knight game that Stern made in like 2007 or 2006.
It's kind of
bad. That has all clip art and looks like crap.
Yeah, I just played that about 2 weeks
fun,
ago
though.
And I wasn't.
Did you play the Metro?
No, I played it in Santa Cruz. It's upstairs in Santa Cruz now.
None of those. Oh, actually, upstairs is okay at Santa Cruz.
AC/DC.
Yes.
There has been one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, this is the game. Because I feel like there's been a pinball machine about pretty much anything. But yes.
5 years ago, they made a great AC/DC pinball machine. But here's the thing, is that some of them don't have good features because they made a limited edition version, a premium version, that has a little sunken play field that's like a demon face.
That's great.
And so your ball goes into a hole and then comes down, and there's these little flippers, and you flip them around.
But if you could have a version of that table that's still thousands of dollars that just doesn't have that.
Yeah. It's still, isn't that crazy?
There's two Elvira tables that are both great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scared but Stiff and Party Monsters are both in my garage right now.
The inspiration for this is last week I asked Sam if there was ever a Tetris pinball machine. He said no.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh.
I was surprised.
That'd be the weirdest theme.
That sounds amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a Tetris pinball
machine. You're not surprised, right?
I am, because there's a pinball machine for everything.
It's
the
A-Team.
There's
not even
a Zelda one.
No.
Has there been an A-Team
one? There's a Million Dollar Man, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh, the $6 million
Six Million Dollar Man one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Did they finish that Lebowski one yet? Is that done?
That's out this year.
Okay.
Because it's been kind of a boondoggle.
Okay, I wonder. Ooh, well, I love that word.
Before we move on from the next Zelda, does this make, so since this is coming to both Wii U and NX,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the Wii U will be the first Nintendo console to not get its own Zelda game that it doesn't share with another console.
Hmm. Ooh,
is that right?
I haven't thought hard about that. Let's see.
Does that include handhelds?
So we got Skyward Sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Skyward Sword.
Wait, I mean, Wii and GameCube both got Twilight Princess.
That's what I'm saying. It went to both consoles.
But GameCube
so
got
Twilight Princess did not belong to the Wii.
An exclusive game, like one that was produced only for it.
Every other Nintendo console has got its own Zelda game that only came to that console.
Yeah, all the home consoles.
Mm-hmm. So the Wii was the first to not
There was no
have
GBA exclusive Zelda, but there was on Game Boy.
What about Oracle of Seasons
and
Oracle?
Oracle's
said GBA,
Game Boy Color.
GBC, pardon me. I thought you said GBA.
Yeah, you're saying the Wii U didn't get one.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Wii was the first Nintendo console to not get its own Zelda game.
Wow, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Well, it got NES Remix, though.
Yeah.
It did. That.
Got a lot of great games.
Yeah, so it's also
it
part
got
of
several. It got a dozen great games.
I think it's
a wonderful one.
I'll live with
and
that.
Another dozen pretty good games.
Our
top 45 list is not bad for that.
Yeah, it's great.
Not good news for Nintendo overall this week. Nintendo's profits are down 61% year over year.
They do have some ludicrous amount of cash in the bank. So it's like Nintendo's in trouble in the sense that they need to turn around their business and figure out their identity, but they're not in trouble in like the sense of like they're about to run out of money.
Yeah, they're not going away.
They banked so much cash from the Wii era that they have a long runway to kind of figure
even
out
before
what
Wii era.
Do.
Yeah, I got
when GameCube was struggling, they had $10 billion in the bank.
Yeah, I got a lot of tweets this week from people saying, "Hey, does this look like the Sega situation to you when they were about to go in?" No, Sega was in the doghouse at that point. They'd shattered every relationship they ever had with a retailer, they'd undermined their fan base's trust in them, and they had absolutely no money and tons of debt. Nintendo is not in that situation.
And all their games are terrible.
That one, no, by the Dreamcast era, their games were really good.
They had C-Man.
I didn't play any Dreamcast
games. Oh, I love C-Man.
I know. I knew without ever having spoken to you about it that you loved C-Man.
How did you know?
I just did.
You guys are so careful in pronouncing that. I love it.
But C-Man, you have to be careful about your C-Man.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Actually, never played that game. It's not too surprising that profits are down. The 3DS is doing pretty well, but there are hardly any games coming out for the Wii U. Nobody's buying a Wii U.
But they have a mobile strategy, which is really exciting.
One second, we're going to get there. No, during their investor meeting this week, no new Wii U games were announced. Or was mentioned as, hey, but I know things are bad, but this game is coming, it'll lift sales. Nope, there's just nothing on the horizon that's going to lift them up.
Good. We got Kirby Pinball 2.
Yeah. A company,
Kirby's Dream Course too, excuse
me. Other than like when Hardee's came out the one time and said, hey, all our hamburgers are bad, we're sorry. Companies very rarely come out and just say, whoops, this product is dead, or whoops, we screwed up. Nintendo is saying as close to that as any company ever does. They're just saying, you know what? We're moving on. That's the messaging here.
And they've done it before.
Yeah.
As you keep on saying with the Virtual Boy.
Exactly, and I'm okay with that.
I can't even like express like how much that was hyped and how excited I was for the Virtual Boy at the time. Like that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And they crushed that in like 3 months.
Yeah. It was 6 months from launch, it was pretty much dead.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right, so the NX is not going to be at E3. I was actually really prepared for Nintendo to unveil its next console at E3.
It's a weird move.
So now that we know it won't be at E3, it's coming 2017, when will they unveil it?
They announced they're going to unveil it after E3.
Yeah,
like, we love thinking of Space World and stuff like that happening again, which is their dedicated conference. But
that used to happen in September in Japan around the same time as TGS.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, they have a way to get the word out now that they control really carefully, and that's Nintendo Direct, so you don't have to go on stage and mess around with the controller that might break, and they just prefer those now.
Yeah, it's just weird. I think it's a weird move, frankly.
Yeah. So, to finish my thought, whether that Direct, because they just do Direct at E3, right? Whether that Direct is at E3 or like 3 months later when they have an even cooler thing to show, that's like totally the same thing for them.
Sure. You know? But like, I don't know.
Why wait?
Consoles are usually like
I guess not to compete, I don't know.
Consoles are usually announced on stage, like in front of an audience, and it's like they make a big deal of it. Now it's just going to be...
Maybe it gives them
They did that with Wii U.
Maybe it gives them an opportunity to wait and see about the PlayStation Neo and the Xbox 1.5, and maybe it gives them a chance to make any kind of last-minute adjustments to those announcements. Or, maybe they're concerned about getting one-upped.
That makes
the power
sense.
Maybe or maybe them a lot.
Or it could have something to do with the fact that probably all their development teams a long time ago shifted over to working toward NX.
Oh yeah, that's I included that in my op-ed yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, read that. That's really good.
But you're talking about like retro and
if you look, I'm actually not an expert on this myself, but if you look at Nintendo's internal teams, you can tell like this team makes these games, this team makes these games, and a lot of them have been dark and quiet for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
It's like we don't know, like Retro's the obvious one because they're, you know, English speaking and we can sort of keep up with them easier. But like even Nintendo's internal team, it's like the Mario Galaxy team has not made a game since Treasure Tracker. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are they working on?
Yeah.
Something.
Like, so and if they're working on things, maybe they're waiting for the right thing to be ready to show. Maybe they want to not just show hardware, but to be able to say, and by the way, bah, 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 thing you must have.
Yeah. I mean, Nintendo must be, fingers crossed that they're just planning to blow the doors off it. Like, here's the console, here's everything about it, here's 20 awesome games for it.
Then they depend on their first party software. Like there's kind of a myth that's always been around about how important third parties are to them, but like they make their money off their first party software. And then, you know, they're okay with they're making a little bit of money off their consoles too, but like their game is to make software.
Yeah.
So they also make the consoles by which to play that software.
Exactly, that's a really good point. And all they have to do is come out and show me 5 really good looking iterations on beloved Nintendo franchises or neat new ideas, and I'm probably hooked. They've got me for at least one generation that way.
March 2017 as a release date for the NX. It's weird timing. It's right in the middle of the PS4 and Xbox One.
It's not even a year away.
It should be right before.
Can you believe that?
I know.
Less than a year.
The end of Nintendo's fiscal year, because we just announced those numbers now, right?
But it's interesting that every single game company claims, like Sony's like, we're doing our own thing, we're not, you know, following Microsoft's lead, and Microsoft says the same, Nintendo says the same. Like, they still roughly have followed, like every console generation has started and ended at roughly the same time, with the exception of the Dreamcast and a few strange outliers.
Yeah.
And now Nintendo's like off cycle. Like, I don't know what to make of that. Like, for a year or two, they'll probably have the most powerful console. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not thanks to the Neo and Xbox 1.5, but like, but then they're just going to get leapfrogged again. It's just strange. It's a strange times.
Second generation Xbox One. Is that how they were referring to it earlier this week in that leak? All right, well, one of our listeners/viewers, Jaxel, has an insane theory about the Nintendo NX. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Da bum 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 bum.
Jock jams.
Jaxel says, as I was reading up on the news that Zelda was to be released on the NX platform in March 2017, that NX was not to be unveiled at E3, but rather later this year, it hit me. If it turns out to be true, people could have heard it from you first, and you heard it from me first.
Oh.
Considering the reports that the NX will have specs noticeably better than PS4, more in the line of PlayStation Neo, and considering the uncertainty displayed by Sony execs about whether there will actually be a PlayStation 5, could it be that PlayStation Neo actually stands for PlayStation Nintendo?
I would die of glee just to watch the internet for 3 months.
Jaxel says, consider the following points.
Well, they already teamed up for a console before.
It all out for us, yeah. Jaxel.
Reports claim Nintendo will be developing games compatible with other devices, including PlayStation 4. Nintendo claims it will have to move away from the Wii and Wii U to keep its customer base. Rumors say at least 4 existing Wii U games will be ported to the NX, including Smash Brothers, but that player data will have to be safely transferred. Reports say that PlayStation Neo will not have any content that is not available on PlayStation 4. Reports also say that Nintendo's handheld device will be released separately from the main hardware. Could it be that the PS4 will get a standalone updated gamepad for Wii U ports? Reports say the Nintendo hardware will be released in 2 steps, one in 2016, one in 2017, while PlayStation VR will be released in 2016. Maybe the Neo and NX comes in 2017. A Nintendo patent describes a system in which a primary game console connects to a supplemental device to increase the speed or quality of a user's gaming experience, like a cluster. Could that be the patent that makes PlayStation Neo possible? Reports say Nintendo has started implementing strategies making it possible to push out more first-party titles than before, easy if Sony helps with the hardware manufacturing, and third-party developers claim they will develop for the NX, like Final Fantasy VII Remake. Nintendo says the NX will be unveiled later this year, maybe by Sony. This is his This
I love
is
it.
Support
yeah,
for his
I, I really like this. This is like that movie Conspiracy Theory where
it says it's like they're marketing for the same product, but nobody sees it because it seems unlikely. But it all comes together perfectly.
Oh, Jaxel, I love your theory. No. No, it's not plausible or realistic at all. Like I kind of don't even know where to start. I don't want us to take the time to go point by point, except that a lot of them have nothing to do with, you know, like he talks about Sony doing the manufacturing and that not distracting Nintendo from making games, but they're totally unrelated. Like, they don't have anything to do with each other. The biggest reason this is not plausible, not the biggest reason, but the reason why, you know, it's not doable is that you wouldn't be able to keep it a secret. There's too many moving parts mm-hmm. between too many big companies.
I think it would be beautiful just so I could lurk in the corners of GAF for months and months.
Oh, my goodness
Just, if nothing, I'd get more entertainment, I think, out of reading Reddit than I might get out of all the great new games that would come out of this. But I think it extremely unlikely, for the same reason Justin does, it's almost impossible to conceal a secret of that magnitude. Nintendo, you know, remember back when we thought Metroid Other M was a cool idea? And they somehow managed to hide that from just about everybody for a while, that they had secretly developed a Teen Ninja Metroid game and it was going to be awesome. And we're like, whoa! You know, that's two relatively small groups of people. Now, this would require manufacturers and third parties, and it's something would leak.
Everyone. Thousands, yeah.
Check
thousands
this out. Of people. The Nintendo PlayStation happened.
Yep, well, it did.
There's a prototype of it. It was going to exist until it became the Sony PlayStation. And the story behind that is one in which those companies came out of it hating each other forever.
There's that too.
Yeah, but most of those people.
Seriously, they do not like each other.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I agree. Like, that was, I don't even think any of those people work there anymore.
I do think
they still hate each other.
Yamauchi might rise from the dead and strangle someone.
Yeah, with a katana.
Well, Jaxel says, I can see the graphics from the big unveil in front of me. PlayStation Neo scrambles to Neo PlayStation, and then letters start popping up creating Nintendo PlayStation. He says, you heard it from me first.
Mm. Oh, that's... So,
get the tinfoil.
You heard it here first, Sam.
I love it.
There's actually another crazy fan theory this week. This one comes from
Wookiee Roar out of five that's a real thing.
All right, we need to start doing a recurring segment on crazy fan theories.
This
is good stuff.
You know what? I don't think I need to talk about that any more today or ever again.
What are you talking about?
Crazy fan theories.
Oh,
you don't want to talk about it?
Oh, this was great.
That was a joke just for Jared Petty.
DJ Fry has another crazy fan theory about the NX. He says, I'm a big fan of the show. I would wish to hear your take on this theory. Nintendo announces a 3DS replacement at this year's E3. This new handheld uses extremely similar architecture to the Wii U. Developers have been secretly working on titles for this new device using Wii U development kits. Nintendo announces a bunch of third-party support for this new handheld and the Wii U, as games will be released on both systems. Nintendo announces a release date for this new handheld and a price drop for the Wii U. Both systems use a cross-buy, cross-play, cross-save feature. These two systems will be part of a three-pillar strategy alongside a powerful home console. They will share one Nintendo Network ID. This is what the NX
All right.
is.
We need to turn off the lights,
DJ
put a spotlight on you, and just have you smoke through the signal.
I think he's right about there being some sort of handheld console connection between the NX. There's something there. I think there will be, I don't know. I think the NX will be a handheld if you want it to be, or it'll be a home console if you want it to be, and I do think it'll be cross-buy. I think it'll be the equivalent of, like, if you have a Vita and you have a PS4, you buy the game once and you can play on either platform. Yeah. I think there's a good chance that's what the NX is. And then the portion you take on the go will look like your iPhone. Like, it'll be a big
slab. Hey, you guys remember Amiibo?
Yeah, those. Those
what
were great.
Those?
Are they still out there?
Oh, I don't know.
They sold a bunch of them, according to that last earnings report.
And the NX is also, the NX, I guarantee you that the reason the, I don't guarantee you, my guess is that the reason the NX was delayed was to more deeply integrate Amiibo after that took over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and software. Again, I really do think they're trying to gear up for it.
Well, listeners and viewers, I think there is a new segment here. If you have any more crazy fan theories, email them to us at gamescoop@ign.com. We'd love to share them here on the show.
Yeah, that was great. Love both of us.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Now, like you mentioned earlier, Sam, Nintendo did announce their first two real mobile games.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem.
They did?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
and that's Pokemon Company.
For some reason, they back off of promoting their own amazing series, which is Pokemon.
It's Pokemon Company. Damon's right, dude. Animal Crossing is such a good idea.
Yeah, that needs to happen.
So both these games are supposed to come in the fall. I mean, Fire Emblem makes sense too.
And I know a lot of people in the office are like, I would love to have Advance Wars. I think Fire Emblem is a lot more popular than Advance Wars right now.
I think
at the moment that's true.
Because they stopped making Advance Wars. Of course, it's more popular.
Although Advance Wars making a comeback on mobile would be, it's just about perfect. But the fact that I could sit on a bus and play my 150-hour Fire Emblem campaign in tiny little chunks.
I don't think that's the game. Right.
They did say it will be a more accessible version of Fire Emblem.
But still have the RPG elements that fans expect from that.
Yeah.
That's good. What they said about Animal Crossing is more worrisome, which is that it's more of a tie-in game.
Oh, that's not exactly
that's not
they phrased
full.
It. They said it will be connected to versions of the game on dedicated game consoles.
It will talk to the versions on dedicated game consoles, and if you play both, they will enrich each other. And
which also almost announces a new Animal Crossing game.
Yes, but on console. I mean, the precedent here is like really well set. Like they have the Game Boy that adapter, the SP that hooked up to your system. You have the card scanner. You have the. They always do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It's so smart, and Animal Crossing.
But I think that could be lame. Like I didn't like Happy Home Designer. There's just nothing to it.
Well, I mean, it needs to be a real Animal Crossing game. It's like it depends on how. Like if they charge you $1 every time you want to do something that everybody's gonna want to do, then it sucks. But like. If they release just new, like, hey, here's new outfits and buy them. If it's a full game that you can play and have in your pocket, visit friends' towns and just play on the train every day, then that's dope as hell. But
if they gimp it
in some way,
what's the Fallout spinoff called? Vault?
Fallout Shelter.
Fallout Shelter. That type of Animal Crossing, like that's not nearly as complicated as Animal Crossing, but it's about management of resources and a town.
Just make a real Animal Crossing.
Well, but they said they're not going to do that.
They didn't say they're not going
to
do that.
I'm pretty sure that the precedent is that they tie in stuff to their, and also they said their whole mobile strategy is to give you a taste of their games on mobile, so you buy the console version.
Yeah, but that's the wrong thing to do.
I'm sorry, if that's just what they chose.
Can I go back to the 150-hour
Fire
Emblem?
But I do think Pokemon Go is not. I think Pokemon Go will be the real deal. I think there'll be a lot to that one.
Both these games do make a lot of sense on mobile, but it's interesting that they wouldn't choose to go with something with Mario, just because that's their...
I mean, I think WarioWare, I mean, a lot of Nintendo stuff, WarioWare makes so much sense from mobile.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Animal Crossing, Pikmin.
Plus, WarioWare is all about making money off of the micro games. You know, so they could do like a really fourth wall breaking thing where you have to buy each micro game.
And I think it's like it's Halloween, pay 99 cents, and your games will be rethemed in a spooky way. Like, it's great.
We did a feature a while ago on franchises we thought would work on this, if I remember right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what they all were anymore.
Well, two of them were Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
It's true. Anyway, those are coming this fall, so there's a little ways off still. Let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Listeners, remember you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com.
Just hey, like Big Tony Style. What's up?
I always hope.
Yodaman77.
Whoa!
You know Yodaman.
Mm, Yodaman!
I think so.
Yes!
I think Yodaman's witness.
This is Yodaman77.
Oh.
Says, longtime listener, first time writer. I'm a massive Batman fan.
Oh.
But when I heard the idea of a remastered version of the first Arkham games, I was conflicted.
Oh.
On the one hand, I would love to play remastered versions of old games. On the other, I look at the current state of gaming, and I see a vast amount of companies feel comfortable just making remakes, remasters, and redoing old titles. Mm. What is the rationale by remastering all of these games? By remaking games, are we losing out on companies making new games? By the way, guys, your show is just fantastic.
Aww.
Keep up the good work.
It's just fantastic. It's not super fantastic. It's just fantastic.
I think he means your game is simply fantastic. So. He's wondering why there's so many remasters. But my question to you, Daman77.
Yodaman.
Are there really that many remasters these days?
Wait, do you think his name is Yodaman77? Or is it Yodaman?
I thought it was like the little Muppet.
It's like Yodaman, but with Yoda.
Yeah.
Oh, I misunderstood. Oh, okay.
So yeah, I didn't read it that way.
That's how I read it.
It's a double entendre?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there we are.
A clean one.
Yeah.
Check this out. How many games do you think have been released this year?
Like we're talking major titles, not counting mobile?
Yeah, even that. Well, not even major titles, just like on Steam. So I don't have a number, but I think it's at least hundreds, not thousands.
Yeah, you count Steam and you're in the hundreds.
10,000.
Not even counting mobile games.
200.
If you count mobile games.
Oh, this year though.
Count mobile games.
Not through a full year.
It's like 8 billion.
So out of those hundreds, maybe thousands of games, I did do some counting. There have been 4 games released this year with remastered in the title. Gravity Rush, Shadow Complex, Daily Tentacle, and Valkyria Chronicles, which will be out in a month.
Those are all great.
There are 2 games with HD in the title, Resident Evil 0, Tales of Symphonia.
Three, and Twilight Princess HD.
Those are really great, too.
Two with Definitive Edition in the title, Hitman Go and Dead Island. Hmm. Then there's one other game, which Hit Witch and the 100 Night Revival Edition, whatever. Hmm. Now, so that's nine games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nine remasters, the bulk of which are not big AAA games. IGN has reviewed 65 games this year, so even, of course, there are hundreds more than that have been released, but even of the 65 games, those nine remasters make 14% of my point being, I don't think there's as many remasters being released as people.
And there have always been remasters.
Yeah.
All the Zelda games would come on a disc. Yeah. Mario all came on the All-Stars. Yeah. Like, everything got ported to PC, looked better for all the time.
Yeah.
That was like, that's always been the practice, is like something would come out on console and then they'd put it on PC and it look a little bit better like the next year.
Man,
that's
I was so excited about Ur-Zelda when it came out. Like, that was just fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. I think the amount of...
the disc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think the amount of new games coming out dwarfs the amount of remasters being made.
But you can see why it's done. It's because you already have a game made, and you can put it on another system and sell it to people who haven't played that game, or people that really like that game and will repurchase it again. I mean, it's very little effort, very big return.
A big problem with the games industry is that game developers and publishers really only make their money once. Like the movie industry, you really figured out that people go see it in theaters, and then you know, they can rent it for a few months, and then they can buy it after they can rent it.
And then they can buy the director's cut.
Well, yeah, and then...
And the Criterion Edition.
I mean, there's all that kind of stuff.
But and the remake.
Even years later, you know, they'll sell the rights to FX to air the movie on television, you know, for another... They just continue, like, long after anyone gives a crap about that movie, they still make a little money off it. And games kind of have missed that, and remasters are a way to sort of get back into the sense of... you can play this game now, or we'll get a second little wave of revenue for, like Sam said, minimal effort by people that either missed it or want to play it again.
Also, moving out of the business context of it for a second, lovingly crafted remasters are also sometimes the best way, or even the only way, to play games of a certain age.
They're a way. Day of the Tentacle is a good example.
Yeah, exactly. It is really hard. I mean, ScumVM is great, but it's still kind of hard.
That's the engine on which that game is.
Grim Fandango was that way too. You couldn't buy it and play it on Steam or anything like that.
Right. Now suddenly these games can be played again because of very well done, you know, high production value remasters. And big fan of that. I like the things that keep games playable.
What do you think about his fear that game companies are spending time and resources making remasters instead of making new games?
I think that that's a broader issue that has some legitimacy, that is also reflected in the annualization of certain game products. You know, when we're just getting the same game redone in a different style, how is that all that different from a remake or a remaster?
And who are we to determine what artists make? I mean, they can make a remake if they want to make it.
Yeah, but we also, again, I want to go back to it. It used to be like a game would make all the money it could ever make in the first, you know, 2 years it was out or whatever. And now that's not the case. Now they know that they can get a second hit or a third hit or fourth hit of money from a game. So in that sense, it makes it easier. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we'll release this game now that maybe would have been a no, but it turns into a yes when we know, hey, well, in another year we can sell a definitive edition, and next gen we can sell it to people a third time.
So if you really want to think about it in a business sense too, that in a good light, it's that a side quest of a big team is to make a remaster between their other big games, and they make some money off it. They can invest that money into a new game. It's not like they, you know, it's just a really good thing for them to have as a side quest project.
Yeah. It strikes that great balance between, like, I'm thinking about picking up the Batman remaster even though I played the games the first time.
I want to play Asylum again, for sure.
But it's like, that's the thing, like, I already played those games, they're going to get me a second time, but then they'll also get people that skipped or missed the games the first time, so it's like, it's kind of a win-win in that sense.
Having presented all these rational arguments, which I think all of which are legitimate, I do still wish the games industry were less conservative than it is.
I agree with you.
I used to push that too. I think that everything we said here has merit, and that remasters are wonderful, and I wish there was more room for new things.
But I think there's a lot of new stuff. Like, if you look at what's like on Steam, like you have awesome new games coming to Steam every week. I think it's the few really big publishers, your Activisions, your EAs, that are a little hesitant. Ubisoft, a little hesitant to try new things, but they're, you know, the games that they release represent a very small fraction of the game, the entire library that's released every.
But then Ubisoft says, let's make three 2D Assassin's Creed games, and then nobody likes them, and nobody cares. And then they're like, well, what?
I mean, they weren't great, right?
I know, but it's like, well, then they must be thinking, what do we do that for? Let's just make more remasters and sequels.
They could have just bought a big sign that pointed and said, go play Mark of the Ninja. You know, that would have been okay.
Mark of the Ninja.
I always wanted to play that. I forgot to play it.
That game's really good.
They should make a remaster of it so that Sam can download it.
It's probably available.
They should let Clay make it.
It might be backwards compatible on Xbox One.
I don't know if it's on that. I don't think it is, actually.
It's not really?
Ported to Xbox One.
Clay, get with it.
Yeah, Clay. Let's let Clay make a Batman game.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be great.
We did it.
Or a Mark of the Ninja 2.
Oh, that'd be better.
Yeah, let's just see it. Sam, has there ever been a Rambo pinball game?
No, but there's a great game called Raven, which I think I talked to you about. It's a lady Rambo.
Whoa.
And she's dressed just like Rambo and has the bandana and everything. She's like this on the
it's
back
a
glass.
Machine?
Yeah. And then it has really good like D-Wave music that's just blasting while it plays. And then it's like a total knockoff of Rambo. There's these little targets that pop up that are snipers. And they have like, they're like, I don't know. I saw from Rambo. So they're like dressed in like farmer gear from some country in
Southeast
in
Asia
East,
or something.
And then and they like pop up and they have like a little gun and you shoot them down. It's really funny. I would sing the song for you, but I don't want to hear it now.
All right, it's time to play Video Game Community Questions. Our suggestion this week comes from Robert Wilcox.
What's up, Robbie?
He's got a really good one.
Does your character wear a hat?
It is not known. I don't think it is clear whether or not your character wears a hat.
Oh my. Was this game released after January 1st, 2000?
Yes.
I'm out.
Sam just walks off the set.
Is this a game of the generation of the Wii PS2? Or sorry, is that right? Wii PS3 Xbox 360?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're set now.
Do you play as a human?
Yes.
But what about the hat, Damon?
He doesn't know whether he wears a hat or not.
How do you know it's a human?
Because it's probably first person.
Is that the signal, that you, the universal signal of humanity, if they wear a hat?
Is this a first person game?
Not in the sense that you would, not in the normal first person sense.
So maybe it's like a god game like type of perspective.
Could be, yeah.
But then you're not a human.
That's true, you're not a human. Oh, wow.
It's possible it could be seen from your perspective, but that's not clear whether or not that's
like a card game.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, you're on the right track.
Oh, okay. There we go. Like a card game. Nice.
Or a strategy game.
Yeah,
I bet it's Hearthstone.
No, it's from the PlayStation 2 generation.
Is that what it's
called? No, you said PS3 Xbox.
PS3 generation, sorry.
Justin, you're next.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Are you gazing down upon a
table?
No.
I mean, that's not a terrible question. That eliminates all kinds of board games and card games.
Is it a strategy game?
Yes.
Can we avoid the table and just skip to is it a strategy game?
That was a dumb question. So.
No, it's fine, because it covers card games and a couple other things.
Is this game exclusive to the Xbox 360?
No.
So it's not Halo Wars.
Okay.
I loved Halo Wars.
It's a new one coming out.
Are you gazing down upon a landscape?
Well, it's a strategy game.
No, not always.
Yes.
No, there's strategy games where you don't do that, though.
What other strategy game are you not looking at a landscape?
Well, let's say you're in space. Yeah. Like Skin Civil Solar Empire or something like that.
Classic Xbox 360 game.
Well, we didn't confirm it was an Xbox 360 game, though. So Damon just gave that one away.
No, it's not.
You said it wasn't.
It's not a 360 game.
I said it wasn't exclusive to 360.
Wasn't exclusive to 360.
Was this on the 360?
You're using that question? We've already determined it's that generation, so are you using that question?
No. Ask if it's probably PC. That's what I would like to know.
Okay, fine. Is it a PC game? Is it PC exclusive?
No.
Crap.
That's 10.
Nah.
Ah.
Could be Civ Rev.
It's a strategy game from the Xbox 360 PS3 generation.
On console.
It's kind of first person.
Okay. Does this game take place on Earth?
Yes.
Civ.
Could be Civ Rev, yeah.
Or Civilization.
Or SimCity.
Is this game available on any handhelds?
Yes.
There you go.
Sims?
Does it have Sid Meier in the title?
No.
Did Will Wright create it?
Wait, no.
But wait.
I was so sure of a Civ Rev that now I need to rewind and figure out. So wait, it's a strategy game where you gaze down upon a landscape that does appear on handhelds that's not Sid Meier something.
Yeah, there's still a lot of those. I mean, a huge number of those, actually.
But not on handhelds.
Well, especially it could be a Fire Emblem game on Wii.
Yeah, it could be Fire Emblem.
But it's on handhelds.
There's Fire Emblem games on handhelds.
I know, but just not on Wii.
There's a Fire Emblem game on.
No, but I'm saying this game is on handhelds. I don't know.
Sims.
Maybe. It could be a Sims game. It could be like.
So this game is of that generation, but it's the exact same game that we're trying to guess is on handhelds also?
A version of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had to tailor it for a handheld.
Is it Sims Pets?
It couldn't be ported directly.
Oh my gosh, this is hurting my brain. Ooh, a version of this. We maybe manufacturer, we could ask about Firaxis, we could ask about...
But we know all of Firaxis
is this. Does this game have sequels?
No.
Oh.
There, see that shuts down dramatically.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That was a great question.
That is a really great question. Is Jeez. It? Manufacturer?
Is it a trap. Is it based on a license?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait, that's really good.
Pump yeah. So it could be like a Star Wars
15.
Game.
15.
Or...
Yeah, but the handheld question keeps throwing me for a loop.
Like, there, what was like
there were a lot of DS ports, like DS ports.
Like, I wouldn't worry about good. That.
Yeah, but it's still a strategy game. Strategy game that appeared on consoles that's licensed.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I mean, there was that Star Wars one. Oh, there was that Lord of the Rings one, Battle for Middle-earth.
Yeah. Oh, there was that. Jeez.
But I don't think that hit handhelds.
Were there any Marvel ones?
Marvel. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was like the Diablo-esque one, if that counts
Ultimate
as
Alliance.
Strategy.
The Ultimate Alliance.
That's not strategy.
Yeah. I like that game. That was a fun game.
And you don't know if you're humans. So you're controlling a bunch of characters.
No, I said I think you are humans.
Oh, yeah. Human.
Oh, what about, did XCOM get a port to handheld?
It hit iPad.
Hmm. It'd be XCOM.
Damon and it takes place that. On Earth. Yeah, but XCOM's not based on a license.
No, it's not. That's true. That's a series, but it's not a license. Yeah, you're right.
You're the strategy guy.
I feel like I'm feeling it. It's probably most of what I play is unlicensed.
Five questions left.
Goodness, I think I'm feeling it could
we,
be.
We don't know if you wear a hat.
A robot game. We don't know if you wear a hat.
Should we ask if it takes place in the future?
We know it's Earth, but we don't know if it's historical or if it's future.
Yeah,
but it's also based on a license. I feel like that's a really big hint. Is there a way to narrate, like a movie or just a brand?
You ask about,
like, what about...
Yeah, I'm
literally
down
that way.
Here.
Or comic books. It's like, probably
like,
everything.
Because there's like toy soldiers and like stuff like that.
See.
Or comic book.
I think it's based on something like Star Wars or Marvel.
I play a lot of this kind of stuff. What is wrong?
Should we ask if it's turn-based or real-time?
I like historical or sci-fi.
Almost everything is. What's that?
I like historical or sci-fi. That'll orient me in there.
Okay, sure. Space. Let's do that.
Is this a sci-fi game?
You're asking.
Take place farther in the future than we are right now.
I think so. Yes.
Okay, so that's good. So that eliminates any kind of like Total War or anything or any of those games.
Right.
And why can't it be Halo Wars?
Because it's not.
Because
we
are
Xbox exclusive.
It's a 360 exclusive.
Yeah, so
but did that come on? Did that come to PC?
No.
Oh yeah, not.
Oh wait, no. Halo Wars did come to PC.
No.
Well, it definitely didn't come to a handheld
first
system.
First Halo Wars, I thought came out on PC.
No.
It doesn't matter. It didn't come to a handheld system.
Okay, you're right.
That's 16 questions.
Is it like a crappy like Sonic or? I mean, this still could be a Nintendo series.
Do you remember that?
It could be Fire Emblem.
This could be Fire Emblem.
This is unrelated.
Oh, no, it's future, though.
This is unrelated to 20 questions, but I just want to remind everybody, this is your monthly reminder, that BioWare made a Sonic the Hedgehog RPG.
Yeah.
For
the DS. Yeah.
I just like to remind everyone that's a thing that exists on this earth.
Sonic the Hedgehog BioWare RPG on DS.
Back to 20 questions.
20 questions.
Sci-fi.
What about...
Four questions to go.
How about Advance Wars? Were there any Advance Wars games?
They're not in the future.
They're like near
Should
future,
we narrow right? down the console?
But they're also... I don't think it's not a band.
Maybe we should ask about Nintendo at this point. We're so close. I think we're kind of shooting in the dark. It's based on a license. That's what's
that's
killing
me.
I feel like this should help, and it's hurting. Gosh, I just do not play a lot of license.
Do we want to ask if it's like a movie tie-in or like?
Damon made a funny face when we did that.
Yeah, you did. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to figure out if it's based on like a brand, like a Transformer or something,
There's
or
no
GI Joe or something, or if it's like based off a specific like movie that dropped.
I feel like I should be hitting myself in the head. Keep getting stuck on the DS.
Don't try to read me.
That's in bounds. I'm allowed to do that.
I mean, there's Lego Wars, but I think that was only on handheld. Was Lego Wars ever on console?
And strategy, I don't think that's really
okay.
Oh, I do.
Could it be based on a board game license?
Maybe, but like we did risk. Say you don't look down upon a table.
So we could ask if it's based on a toy.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm still stuck on Lego, but I don't know why.
Is it based on a toy? Popular toy license?
No.
Well, there with that. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's a strategy game from the Xbox 360 PS3 era.
Yeah.
Kind of first person. You are human. It takes place ahead of in time from where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. It's a strategy.
It's not an Xbox 360 exclusive.
Right.
It is based on a licensed property.
There are no sequels.
It's not Valkyria.
There is not a sequel.
Was this game a success?
No.
Okay. So a flop.
That's a flop.
A strategy tie-in to some brand that flopped.
Flopped. Oh my goodness. It feels like something.
18.
But Damon wouldn't do it if we hadn't heard of it.
No, that's why it's like it's got to be something that's notorious. Like, who released a crappy strategy game?
Was there a Star Trek?
No, I don't remember any really off. I mean, there's some, but none that are notable enough to be awful. Were there any really bad, like, is there like the Wii music of strategy?
There was a Star Trek game that was.
Yeah, there have been several. I mean,
there was that Star Wars one too, but I think that's also too old for that. I feel like that was mid-2000s.
Plus, that takes place in the past.
That would be the past, not the future.
Touche.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Why don't I know
this? Maybe that's a big twist. Maybe that's how Star Wars is going to end.
Let's see.
They're going to find Earth.
There was a Battlestar Galactica game. I never played it.
A certain TV series ended that way. Right.
Spoilers.
Yeah, also in the past, all this has happened before.
All right, two questions to go.
Screwing this up.
If we're not going to get there, we got to bring it home.
Oh, it's the license. It's killing me. I'm looking around.
Not based off a toy.
Yeah.
Should we ask if there's more games based on the license, or does that just not narrow it down enough?
I don't think that helps us, in my opinion.
It's a strategy game.
What about, like, are there, mechs in it,
yeah, we could ask if it's real time.
Spaceships.
Yeah, we could ask about spaceship. But it said we were looking down on Earth, right?
Looking on a landscape, not necessarily.
Yeah, looking on a landscape. There were a bunch of Final Fantasy strategy games around that time, but none of them were across all those platforms, I don't think.
All right, we got to bring it home.
It can be just SimCity 4?
Well, I wouldn't think of that as a license, really.
No, that's true.
And also, it was a flop. Way. This game was bad.
Well, let's ask another question.
The last SimCity was a flop, too, though.
Is this based on a comic book license?
No.
Oh, man.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, make a guess. One question left.
Oh! Oh, my goodness. Gotta think. I'm gonna hit myself in the head.
Is Sean gonna help us?
I don't know. Maybe he left.
What about anime?
I have no idea.
What about anime?
Yeah, it could be an anime game. I thought about
Shall I reveal?
Yeah, I give up.
Yeah, you know what? I think we should.
I gave up 3 or 4 questions ago, if I'm being honest.
Should we just ask if it's? No, we can't do that one.
I think it's just time.
Who remembers Tom Clancy's End War?
I would not have gotten this. Would not have gotten it. I never played it.
Real-time strategy game released by Ubisoft in 2008.
That was great.
It came to all platforms, PC, handheld. It had single and multiplayer modes.
Nope. Is that a real-time strategy game?
Yeah.
I would have gotten it if we would have asked the real-time.
Would you have gotten it?
Yeah.
You would have gotten End War?
Yeah, because I remember when we did the guide for
it. That was like a big game. I was thinking about it. Game like,
you know what almost hosed us was when we were sure it was Civ Rev, and then I said, is Sid Meier's name in front of it? And Damon said no. I almost asked, is a person's name in front of it?
Yeah.
And Damon would have said yes, and I would have said it's Civ Rev.
That's why I didn't want to get too hung up on the licensing because it's not like Star Wars, but it is.
That was really threw us off.
That's what got us.
You're like,
but I never touched this game.
I didn't play it either, but I remember it.
Yeah. I don't even remember it.
I remember the preview coverage.
If you're
a soldier,
general, commander, you probably have a hat on. You're probably wearing a hat.
See, I don't know. I couldn't say for sure whether or
that's
not
true.
Whoever you are.
You can't say definitively.
Yeah. Right.
Whoever you're supposed to be.
Some places but it's you like keep a cover on, some places you remove it.
Even the foreman at like the construction site wears the construction hat.
Yeah, but that was OSHA.
That was a really good one.
That is a good one.
But I don't think you would have gotten that one either, Damon.
See, I try to pick ones that I think I could in some universe.
I think it's good for us to be stretched. We haven't lost in a while.
It's good. That one came from Robert Wilcox.
Nice job, Bob. Yeah.
Thanks for taking down our stats. You can check those out in the wiki. The GameScoop wiki.
Yep. Check out the Video Game 20 Questions wiki. All right, that is all the scoops that we have for you this week. Remember to subscribe to our new YouTube channel if you have not yet. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Sam. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop. And we're out.
Hooray.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.